Everyone wants to stick with us versus her. What I want to talk about today is what I've been talking about for many, many, many years here on Us versus Herd and with the community. Got a lot of hate, changed a few people's lives with this, but what I want to say is free commissions are not free. As you can see, we're having a pretty amazing up day. S&Ps are up 60, Dow's up 600, NASDAQ up 200 points right now, and Robinhood is down when people need it most, costing them a lot of money. You know, if you were short right now, you weren't able to take off your risk. If you had limit orders on right now, you weren't able to, those weren't executed, so your stop losses weren't executed. Everything is at a standstill. Everything is stopped right now on Robinhood. As you can see, there's a system-wide outage. This went from a partial outage to a major outage just this afternoon. So iOS app, web app, Android, everything is having a major outage. And as you can see, I don't trade on Robinhood because this is the reason why, because Robinhood does cost you money. Even though there's free commissions, stuff like this happens when you need Robinhood the most to work. It does not work. And this is not the first time it happened. Happened back in the trade war of 2018. And it's frequent when volatility is extremely, extremely high. We've already had 100-point swings on the S&P. We've had 1,200-point swings on the Dow. And Robinhood, as you can see, if you hit refresh here, it doesn't even load charts. I just hit refresh on this. It's doing nothing right now. People can't get out of their positions. People are panicking. And this is something that we've talked about, not to like toot our own horn or anything, that this is just, I just want to use this as an example. You know, I definitely feel bad that people are losing money on this. And I don't want you guys to lose money in the future. So this is why I'm putting this video out. I do not want you to lose money in the future, even if you have to pay commissions. Like my main brokers right now is Tastyworks and Thinkorswim. As you can see, Thinkorswim right now is working just fine. Tastyworks is where I execute all my trades. If you guys are interested in signing up for Tastyworks, link is below in the description, along with Webull. If you're looking at Webull as well, Webull is working just fine, as you can see. SPY is loading, charting pretty fast here on Webull, and also the option pricing is moving as well. So these platforms that I'm currently using and I'm currently in are working, and I left Robinhood a long time ago because of situations like this. So I want to make you aware of what is happening. Right now on Tastyworks, pricing is loading relatively fast as well. As you can see here, the option pricing and the stock price as well. So I look at SPY as well. So it's coming down a little bit. So if you're looking at, you know, looking at the charts here, this still hasn't even loaded. You know, looking at the charts here, you know, if you had calls, it was good because you're looking at, let me pull up SPY here. You know, if you had calls, it was good, but now you're getting a little nervous because it's starting to come down a little bit. And if you were holding puts, a lot of people were holding puts over the weekend, you know, those are completely wrecked right now. So you want to be very cautious when using Robinhood. I'm not saying exit Robinhood entirely, but it's not a brokerage that you want to use day in, day out, because when you need it most as your main brokerage, you're going to come into issues and it costs you a lot more money. Like, people are losing way more money than they would be in a full year's worth of commission with a different broker. Tastyworks is $1 to open one option contract, $0 to close. Webull is free, like Robinhood, and Webull's working. Like I said, I have both the links in the description below. One thing that I do want to point out with Robinhood is, this still hasn't even loaded. I'm going to try to refresh again. Yeah. Robinhood is dead right now. People are dead in the water. They're saying we're experiencing a system-wide outage. We are working to resolve the issue as soon as possible, the company said. The technical problems come amid the market's attempt at a rebound from the worst week. What's interesting to me is that Robinhood didn't go down last week, but it goes down the day when the markets are rebounding. I mean, that's just unbelievable and unacceptable. It's honestly unacceptable. And the amount of people that are going to be leaving Robinhood over this is going to be insane. One of the main things that I want to point out, people are talking about, I'm going to sue Robinhood, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But you need to read the Robinhood terms and conditions. In the Robinhood terms and conditions, let me break it down for you. It says, Robinhood and third-party providers will not be liable for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or exemplary damage, including but not limited to damages for loss of profits, revenue, income, goodwill, use, data, or other intangible losses, even if Robinhood or any third-party provider has been advised of the possibility of such damages resulting from the use of or the inability to use the content or the service. So the use, number one, the use of or the inability to use the content or the service. So the use, being able to access Robinhood or use Robinhood. The cost of procurement of substitute goods and services resulting from any goods, data, information, or services purchased or obtained, or messages received or transactions entered into or from the service. Or three, access to or altercation of your account, transmissions, or data due to your conduct. And four, any other, if you're not sure, number four is any other matter relating to the content of the service. So number one being the use of the inability to use the content or the service. So if you're locked out of Robinhood, they're not going to refund you your money. You can sue, you can do all this stuff, but at the end of the day, you're going to have a hard time getting past these terms and conditions. You agreed to it when signing up for Robinhood, so you have to understand what you signed up for. Robinhood is not liable for your losses, even if you cannot execute an order. So, you know, just be aware of that. That this is one of the most important pieces right now that people are not understanding. I'm seeing people all over the internet going crazy, saying they're going to do all these crazy things to Robinhood. But at the end of the day, you've already signed the terms of service. You've already signed the agreement. There's nothing you can do right now but wait it out and hope you can sign up for another brokerage. We don't know when Robinhood is going to come back up. It may be today, maybe tomorrow. We don't know. But right now, they're going to be getting a flood of responses. Also, one of the biggest issues I've had for Robinhood for a long time is support. For support, you can only email support. You can't actually engage with a person over the phone, through chat. With like Tastyworks, you can't on Webull either. But with Tastyworks, you can call, you can chat in a message, you can email, and they'll answer, a real person will answer in the chat right now. One thing I do want to go over, just people are going to ask this in the comments. Let me just go to Tastyworks and go to... So, just so you're aware, yes, Tastyworks is not free. You do have to pay, but for options, you pay $1 per contract to open, $0 to close. After 10 contracts, it gets capped out at $10. So if you're trading 20 contracts, 30 contracts, the most it's going to cost you is $10. So I just want to go over that real quick. They do have $0 on stocks and ETF purchases, and then you can also trade futures and all that. Yes, Tastyworks and other platforms are confusing to Robinhood traders, but if you take the time to learn, you'll be able to profit more frequently, and you won't be losing money on days like today. So I just wanted to make this short but sweet kind of rant and just go through real quick. I don't even think this Robinhood hasn't even loaded yet. On the alternatives, you know, my main broker is Tastyworks. I do use Webull from time to time. Looks like both platforms are working well. I do my charting through Thinkorswim. But, you know, I just want to address this. You know, a lot of people have been asking. I want you to avoid this in the future. Be able to make money on these situations, because not only can you not exit your positions, you cannot take advantage of the moves of the market. And today, the moves of the market have been crazy. Looking at SPY, it's literally gone from 295 up to 304, and it's heading a little bit lower now. So yes, you weren't even able to trade this. So I just want to put out this. If you guys have any questions, comments, concern, leave them below. I definitely appreciate everyone. As always, stay safe, stay green. It's us versus herd.